Paramahansa, Paribraja Kacharya, Stotara, Sri Srimadhe, Sri Bhaktivinoda Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Anath Koti, Vaishnavinda, Namacharya Haridas Thakur Ki, Prem Shri Gahoshi, Krishna Chaitanya Pavanitananda, Shri Dvaita Gadara, Shri Vasari Gaur Bhaktivinoda, Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gop, Govinda Shyam, Gunvar Hukam, Giri Govidani Ki, Gau Pramanandi, Glory to the Sum of the Bhakti, Glory to the Sum of the Bhakti, all glory to the Sum of the Bhakti. All glory to you, Guru Nanda. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 85, verse 14. Tasmana santyami bhava. Yahi twai vikalpita. Tam chamishu vikareshu. Hi anya davya vaharika. Tasmana shanchami bhava. Yahi twai vikalpita. Tam chamishu vikareshu. Yanya davya vaharika. Tasmanna santyami bhava. Yarhi traivikalpita. Tvam chamishu vikareshu. Yanya davya vaharika. Ladies.
Tasmana
Anyone else? Okay, tasmat. Therefore. No. Not. Santi. Exist. Ami. These. Bhava. Entities. Yahi. When. Fight. Within you. Vikalpita. Arranged. Twang. You. Cha. Also. Amishu. Within these, vikareshu, products of creation. He, indeed, anyada, at any other time, avyavyavaharika, non-material. Translation and purport. Thus, these created entities, transformations of material nature, do not exist except when material nature manifests them within you, at which time you also manifest within them. But aside from such periods of creation, you stand alone as the transcendental reality. Purport. When the universe is wound up at the time of its periodic annihilation, or annihilation, all the inert objects and bodies of living beings that hitherto were manifested by the Lord's Maya become disconnected from his sight. Then, since he maintains no association with them during the period of universal dissolution, they in fact no longer exist. In other words, material manifestations have real functioning existence only when the Lord turns his attention to the creation and maintenance of the material cosmos. The Lord is never within these objects in any material sense, but he does mercifully pervade them all as the impersonal Brahman, and as the Paramatma, he enters within every atom and also accompanies the Jiva souls in their individual embodiments. As the Lord describes in his own words in Bhagavad Gita, Maya tatam idam sarvam jagadavyakta murtina matstan sarvabhutani nachaham desha vastita. Nachamatstani bhutani pashame yogamaishkaram brinnacha bhutasto mamatma bhuta bhavana. By me and my unmanifest form, this entire universe is pervaded. All beings are in me, but I am not in them. And yet everything that is created does not rest in me. Behold my mystic opulence. Although I am the maintainer of all living entities, and although I am everywhere, I am not part of this cosmic manifestation, for my self is the very source of creation. Amagana Tamarandasya Gyananjana Shalakai Chakshanamalikandena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Gadama Yam Dadati Sa Pantikam Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahodito Gauradai Pushpavanto Chitra Shando Shamo Nudau Ananda Lila Maya Vigrahaya Himabhadibhya Chavisandaraya Tasmai Mahaprema Sapidaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaha Tasmana Shantyami Bhava Yahi Trai Vikalpita Tram Chamishu Vikareshu Hiyanya Davya Harikaha. Again, the translation. Thus, these created entities, transformations of material nature, do not exist except when material nature manifests them within you, at which time you also manifest within them. But aside from such periods of creation, you stand alone in the transcendental reality. When the universe is wound up at the time of its periodic annihilation, all the inert objects and bodies of living beings that hitherto were manifested become disconnected from his sight. So, but that, what's stated here is the material energy. In the, I was just thinking here in the 14th chapter, 13th chapter of the Gita, we have some nice few slokas that describe a little bit of what, because this could sound confusing. So I thought I would mention Prakatim Purusham Chaiva Vidya Nadi Ubhava Pi Vikaramscha Gunamschaiva Vidhi Prakati Sambhava. So Hari Prayan, you agree that that verse is, has something to do with this? Do you? I'll read a little of purport. Because the verse says, material nature and the living entity should be understood to be beginningless. So this purport, this verse is not referring to the living entities themselves, but to the manifestations. And the vikarams, vikaram is here, vikareshu, products of creation. So I just thought of this, these few verses. Material nature and living energy should be understood to be beginningless. So although the material energy is being mentioned here, and it annihilates at a certain point, still it's considered eternal. Pravishtanya pravishtani. Matateshu. It's in the second canto. He enters it just as he enters in the material energy, and it disappears. All the elements, they disappear at a certain point, but they enter into things, just like the mass of trees of wood has entered into this altar. But at some point, the altar will be taken down. Maybe we'll get a better one. Someone will take it home. It will become who knows what. This building, we may get a better one. Someone may come tomorrow with billions of dollars and we may use this temple as a go down. Who knows? Anything may happen. Things are being dissolved and again appearing. But in these verses in 14th chapter, Prabhupada is describing nicely in this purport. He gives a little more explanation than we have here. That the body, the body is the field of activity and is composed of material nature. The individual soul is embodied and enjoying activities of the body. He is called the Purusha, Prakatim Purusham Chaiva, Vidya Nadi, but he's Anadi without beginning. Anadi Radhe Govinda sounds familiar. Govinda has no beginning, neither did the living entities. So at no time are we dissolved, the living entity is not dissolved, but the material energy is constantly dissolving and reappearing to accommodate the karma of the living entities described in these verses. Both material nature and the living entity are eternal. That is to say, they existed before the creation. Before the creation. Ajo nitya shashvato yam purano nahanyate hanyamani sharire. Krishna has already stated that in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. The living entity cannot be dissolved. Nainam chindanti shastrani nainam dahati pavaka. In the second chapter of the Gita, these one after another, the verses are explained. Ajo nitya shashvato. Nitya sarvakata stano. So many times the word nitya, shashvata, purano. Purano means ancient, it means eternal. Not born. The living entities are not born. Similarly, Krishna, of course, is not born. Aham evasam evagre. In the beginning, there was only Krishna, as described in the second canto. Aham evasam evagri nanyajat sarasat param pascharaham yare tatcha yo vashishe sosmyaham. While this cosmic manifestation is going on, he's maintaining Srishti,
as described in Brahma Samhita, Srishti Stiti, Pralaya. Many places in the Bhagavatam, these words are used. He is Aja, Hantyata, but he destroys everything as well. Srishti Stiti, Pralaya. So the Stiti time, when the Mahavishnu, he's lying on the ocean, and Saturday we'll hear maybe some verses about Nittai, Nityananda, how he's expanded himself like that. So he's lying there, Karana, Yakarana, Navajale, Bhajati, Sma, Yoga, Nidra, Maranta, Jagadanda, Saroma, Kupa. Roma Kupa means from his pore holes of his body, this Adhara Shakti, by his transcendental energy described here, this place is being maintained, manifest, just for a tiny amount of his time. For our time, it seems there's no end to it. But Srishti Stiti Pralaya. But it definitely will be destroyed. Now, in this material world, everyone is acting as though Hani Hani Bhutani Gacchanti Amalayam Shesha Stavara, that they will stay. Although they're Shesha, their bodies will end. They have, in the human form, a chance to inquire about all these things, but they don't do it. So, therefore, they're considered foolish, rascal. Atato Brahma Jigyasa. One should inquire, what am I doing here? Brahma, what is this? Atato, what is Brahman? And should take his liberation. Now, there are so many persons after different types of liberation. Mostly they're after sense gratification, but very few they're after some type of liberation. And amongst those, they're also defined by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Moksha Kanchi, they want moksha. Some of them want only moksha. Moksha Bancha, Kaitava Pradhan. Kaviraj Goswami described it. Kaitava, the chief main type of Kaitava Dharma. After all, Srimad Bhagavatam in the beginning has already kicked out this cheating. But what is this cheating? Kaviraj Goswami gives a nice definition. Moksha Bancha. Kaitava Dharma. This Kaitava, what is the beginning of that verse? Taramade Moksha Vancha. Amongst all types of cheating, Krishna Bhakti Antardhan. Hoite Antardhan. Well, Krishna Bhakti is disappearing for everybody, but Kaviraj Goswami singled out those who are after moksha. I guess he was anti-Mayavadis. They find the Vaishnavas, they get a great joy. Prabhupada said, this is our pleasure pastime. Although the Karmis also, they're not even after liberation, but just for some pleasure pastime, the Vaishnavas say that, yes, you're after moksha, but Nittai, Paramakaruna, the two Gaur Nittai, they have come to give the most, they're the most merciful. They're giving, take your liberation. Nityananda says, give me the gift of your liberation. You want liberation. Liberation is described by that Bilva Mangala Thakur. Mukti mukulatanjali sevite asman. Rolling on the ground, begging with folded hands. Mukulatanjali, like this. Please take me, take me. The Vaishnavas have no idea what is liberation. They don't care for liberation. They're simply taking. Mantra morti ma morti kam. Because it's described here in this verse and in the several verses here that it's very difficult to perceive Krishna. Maya Chaitanya. These two verses actually are the definition of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy. Achintya Beda Beda Tattva. Maya tatam idam sarvam jagat abhyakta murtina. He's there, but he's not there. So this is the achintya that he's maintaining. Prabhupada gave our acharyas, Jiva Goswami, Vishwanath, they give so many examples. The sunshine is maintaining the planets. It's also creating the clouds. And when one is covered with the cloud, he cannot see the sun. So, or he may even stay inside the house. like an owl. He stays inside, or he only comes out in the nighttime, so he doesn't know. You tell the owl, no, there's sun, he doesn't know. So the sun is there, but they prefer to stay inside. Sometimes they're compared to owls, or sometimes to asses and hogs. They have nice ways they're described. And we can also become one of them easily at any time. Without taking shelter, namashraya kori jatane tumi taka abana. Jatane tumi. One has to carefully take shelter of the holy name. So although, and Vishwanath gives a nice definition of this, iti morti abhidane namantramu. Narad Muni was speaking in first canto. Iti abhidane namantramurti amurtikam. Mantramurti can also mean something difficult to understand or something easy to understand. So although Krishna doesn't appear, he appears in the form of mantra, sound. So Narad Muni is telling us there in the first canto already. Iti morti abhidane namantramurti amurtikam. Bhajate. Sasangya darshana pumam purusham chayam. Sasangya darshanam, one can get full darshan of Krishna even in this world where it's supposedly non-manifest, only his energy. We heard about the yoga maya, mahamaya, also from Vasudeva. He's describing Vasudeva. But that yoga maya, tanam ashrita, Nityananda tanam ashrita, is described by Kavi Karnapur. He's describing the play that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu put on. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wasn't doing things without knowledge. He knows everything. So during the play, Nityananda was playing Jarati, the grandmother of Radharani. Shirada Krishna, Sangyoga. And there were, he was manifesting the Radha Krishna Leela through Yoga Maya. But that Yoga Maya is taking shelter there in the play of Nittai, Lord Nityananda. So we can get a hint there, a very clear hint from Kavi Kanapur, because he's taking directly, he was there even. He might have been not born, but he knew about it very clearly. Shirada Krishna Sangyoga. She Bhagavati. Yoga Maya, Ashrita. This Bhagavati Yoga Maya, she takes full shelter of Nittai. So if we want these Radha Krishna Leela to appear in our heart, then this is the week, the time is coming to take shelter of Nittai. Nittai Pada Kamalam Koti Chandra Shushitala. So he is also Ajanalambito Bujo Kanakavidato Sankirtanaika Pitaro. It's described by Vrindavan Das Thakur. Pitaro, they're the fathers of the Harinam Sankirtan. After all, we're chanting their names. Balaram Hoilo Nittai, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name, that's what we're chanting when we chant Hare Krishna. So, by taking shelter of holy name anytime, Kirtaniya Sadahari, all times, one can get Radha Krishna Paite Nai. It also says Paite Nai Lochanda or Nartam. Without the shelter of taking shelter of Nittai, you cannot get to the transcendental realization of Radha Krishna. So, very important to understand the position of Nittai. Of course, with thousands of billions of years, we would not be able to understand or reach the end of a description of the pastimes. Of, we heard some pastime just now. Nittai, he's Avadut. Avadut Shro Mani, Harinama Pradam Devam. So many verses glorifying Nittai. He's giving the holy name. He's the crest jewel of all Avadutes. He cannot be defined. There's one chapter near the end of Chaitanya Bhagavat when Brahmana came. He was very confused, but very sincere. He came to Jagannath Puri all the way from Nadia, just to very carefully get the shelter of Lord Chaitanya there in Puri, in a garden. He approached him one time, that He could understand the position of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he was very confused by the activities, even though he was a purified Brahmana. So this could be the case, because Lord Nittai was an avadhut. So he asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to describe, to explain to him, how is it that everyone knows that you say that avadhut Nittai is not different from you, but at the same time we don't understand his activities. He appears sometimes to be sadhu, but then he's married. You instruct him to marry. He's supposed to be some sannyasi, but he's wearing gold and silk. And if a sannyasi carries a rod, even if he carries a rod, he carries iron rod. Doesn't carry a bamboo rod. So we have no idea his position. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very carefully, at very great length, described the position. He actually described the offenses that these Sadgarbhas made against Lord Brahma, and how they had to take birth as the sons of Aranyakashipu. Quite a long story. And so I think he made the point, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that this is very offensive, that you cannot know. Kriya Mudra Vigeha Nabujaya. One cannot understand the transcendental activities of such a person as Lord Nittai. But after reading the tattva siddhanta given, especially read in the beginning of Chaitanya Bhagavat, and then given even again in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Mayatite Vyapi Vaikuntha Loke Purnaishvareshi Chatur Vyuha Madhye. What is that? Purnaishvarya. Mayatite Tang Shri Nityananda Ramam Prabhupada. I surrender to Lord Nittai. Some of those verses are given by Srila Damodar Ashram. He is Mayatite Vyapi Vaikuntha. He's beyond, he pervades the Vaikuntha Loka and beyond the Vaikuntha Loka, what to speak of this material world. He's the source of the six opulences that we have. Purnaish, he's full of those six opulences. Purnaishvareshi Chatur Vyuha Madhye. And he's the source of the Chatur Vyuha. Sankarsana Kyam Tang Shinitinanda Ramam Pabadye. And he goes on to describe this position of Nittai. And just as Vrindavan Das Thakur has done in Chaitanya Bhagavan. So one doesn't get the wrong idea. We see that he's doing so many things, but wait a minute. He's the source of this material world. Even the sources, even Mahavishnu, he's the source of Sankarsana. Yasyang Shang Shang Sha, Shila Garbhoda Shai, Payobisha. He's giving so many examples. So one will not be confused of the activities of Nityananda Prabhu. So back to this verse. At that time you also manifest within them. But aside from such period, so in Bhagavad Gita, again, we were just reading, Krishna was stressing that mad bhaktai tad vigyaya mad bhavayo prabhajate. Have to understand that tattva given by in this 13th chapter of Gita. And only the bhaktas can mad bhavayo, only the mad bhaktai tad vigyaya, only my bhaktas can understand. Bhaktyamam abhijanati yavanyastasmi tattva. Others cannot. Not by gyan, not by karma, can one understand. Na gyanena, what is that verse? Is that 11th chapter? I'm testing Hari Prayan. Are you still doing all those 700 verses every day? He has to run through the whole chapter. Na gyanena, na tapasa, what is the rest? Na veda, na tapasa. How does it start? Naham veda na tapasa na danina na yajnaya. By these activities, by these things, one cannot understand. What's the last one? Right. See? He said it. Even he chants every day the whole Gita and still he's... So Bhagavad Gita is so inconceivable. There's so much in there. You could chant every day, each line, Each word, prati shloki, prati akshare, is still nana artakai. So many meanings are there, even in one word of Bhagavatam. One syllable, one word, what to speak of one shloka. So here we're reading one shloka, and you read it over and over and over and over, and then we, you know. He's talking about Vasudeva Paraveda. We already heard in the beginning that Vasudeva, the goal of all the Vedas, all knowledge, Param Gyanam, Paro Dharmo, Parangati, Vasudeva is the goal of all those things, tapasya. He's the goal of tapasya. He's the goal of everything. So again, Vasudeva is the very father of Krishna. He is still bewildered. And he's praising. Is he my son or is he the goal? Bahonam janmanamante gyanavamam prapajate Vasudeva sarvamiti. The word Vasudeva means all-pervading. So he's all-pervading in this universe. Vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudurabha. So such a sudurabha mahatma, Prabhupada said, not like Gandhi, Mahatma Gandhi. Actual sudurabha mahatma is very rare. So one may say, well, after many lives of Gyan, I will come to this position. Prabhupada said, no, why waste your time? Krishna says, right now you can understand. So why waste time? Bahunam janmanamanti gyanavama. Bahunam janmanamanti. So many lifetimes of studying, studying, studying. Right now you have to say, Gyane prayasam udabhasya namanta eva. Lord Brahma says himself, he's big authority. Gyane prayasam, your endeavor for Gyan, give it up. Namanta eva. Simply offer respects to Krishna. Gyane prayasam udabhasya namanta eva. Sanmukaritam bhavadiya bhagam. Simply hear from the realized persons. That's what we're doing. So if one has no faith in that, then nasasiti avapnoti nashanti naparamati. Krishna says, if you give up kamakarata out of some your mental concoction, lust, then nasasiti avapnoti, you'll never get by rejecting this shastra that we're reading here. Of course, you can also read Sarvam Kalavidam Brahma. Everything is Brahman. But Krishna says, Amrit Yasya Vyayasya Cha. I am the source. Brahmalohi Patishtaham. So he's pervading by his Brahman. We read the Prabha, Yasya Prabha, Prabhavato, Jagadanda Koti, Koti, Srishesha Vasudhari. Tad Brahma Nishkalamanantam Ashesha Bhutam. Is undifferentiated. He's one. Nasti. Brahma. Echo Brahma. Tatiya Nasti. There's only one Brahma. But Krishna says, I am the source of that imperishable Brahman. The source of all, which is the source of all happiness. Sukhasya ikantakasya cha. So you're after that certain type of liberation. But that liberation is just the beginning. That's freedom. But you need activity in your liberated position. That is shown here in all these pastimes with Krishna. But we're always being brought back that we won't, because we're so conditioned, and Bhagavatam is always bringing us back to this point, understanding what is Krishna. Nanda was thinking his boy, his son. For a while, sometimes Vasudeva also thinks he's my son. But at the same time, what do we understand? So we're being brought back. Cold water is always being thrown on our face. But we want to attain to this topmost realization. We have to always bring our mind back to the Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Alam Yad Vaishnavanam Priyam. And then we'll get Gyan. Gyanam Param Giyate. 12th canto describes Gyanam Param Giyate. Tatra Gyan Bhakti Sahitam, Tatra Vairagya Gyan. Your Vairagya, your Gyan will come. There's nothing separate. Vasudeva, Bhagavati, Bhakti Oprayojita, Janayati, Vairagyam Gyanam Chacharahaita. Vasudeva, Bhagavati. By this devotion to Vasudeva, that's what they're talking about here. He has a particular position. So we have to understand that from the very beginning it's explained and then reiterated throughout. Lord Shiva also in his verse, Vasudeva Shabditam. What is that verse? Vasudeva Shabditam. Fourth canto. Sattva. Shudam. Vasudeva Shabditam. This is Vasudeva Shuddha Sattva. First come to the consciousness stage, Prabhupada said. First become conscious, then worry about becoming Krishna conscious. So consciousness, you could say, compares to sattva stage. Tadara jastamo bhava kamaloba chetaita anavidam stittam sattva. One has to get to the airport before he can catch the plane. So to the airport means the stage of sattva guna. That's why 13th chapter, they're describing these transformations. They're also being described here. These are the transformations of the modes, and we're somehow interacting with them. Prakritim purusham chaiva vidyanariyu bhavak. Vidyanariyu purusham. The purusha and the prakriti are interacting, but the main thing to understand is that we're the purusha. It says purusha means enjoyers, but actually purusha prakriti stohi punkti prakriti jangunam. Karanam guna sangasya, sarasad yoni janmasu. By our association with this changing prakriti, we're getting newer and newer bodies injected into wombs. Karmana daivane traina, jantu dehopapapaye. Striya pavishtu udaram. By this karmana daivane traina, you could say durdaiva. Lord Chaitanya says durdaiva. Mahajani, by bad fortune somehow, I have no attraction for the holy name. So the combination of material energy and then we're identifying with it falsely. I am this Purusha. It's almost a joke when you think about it. Krishna's calling us Purusha, but we're not Purusha. He's the Purusha. Mahapurusha te, Charanaravinda. We're not really Purusha. We're a Prakriti. But sometimes he's calling us Purusha. But it's kind of funny that we're not really the enjoyer. We think we're the enjoyer, so I think Krishna's having a joke on us. Apariyam itas tvangyam prakriti vidhi me param jiva bhuta mahabaho yayidamba. We're maintaining this, he says, this Maya world, by our desire. Are we really, did we create this world? I don't know. But Krishna's saying, apariyam, this inferior energy interacting. Apara. So we're after the para bhakti. And to do that, one has to take shelter of the chanting. Akristi krita chetasam sumanasam uchatanam changasam. Kaviraj Goswami gives a nice verse that saintly persons are always attracted to this holy name. It's the easiest method of transcendental realization. Akristi kritachetasam. Kritachetasam means their minds are purified. Uchatanam changhasam. And they this way avoid all sinful activity. So, it's many verses glorifying that. Unlimited. All very nice. Tunde tandarani yuratim. Krishneti Varna Dwayi. We don't know how much nectar is produced by just these two syllables, Krishna. No Jane Janita Kiyad Bir. Amritai Krishneti Varna Dwayi. Okay, so yeah. Microphone man has made his appearance. Huh? Read it? Want me to read it?
Yeah, read it.
Tasman ashantyami bhava yahi trairikalpita tram chamishu vikarishu hiyanya da vyavaharika. Thus, these created entities, transformations of material nature, do not exist except when material nature manifests them within you, at which time you also manifest within them. But aside from such periods of creation, you stand alone as a transcendental reality. What?
Somewhere Prabhupada translated also bikar, the word bikar. You read as a creation, Prabhupada. Well, Prabhupada didn't say, well, Bhagavad Gita.
This verse? Transformation.
Yeah, transformation, that's what I said. Okay. So there's a question may rise that what is...
Want me to read the English first? Material nature and living entities should be understood to be beginningless. The transformations and modes of matter are products of material nature.
So then question will come again, that what is bikar, what is parinambad, what is vastu parinambad, and what is shakti parinambad?
Everyone will ask this, right?
They will. They will. If they don't ask, they will have a doubt in their mind.
Who are these people that are asking?
Why, idam hi visham bhagavani vetarajana. In that verse, you just read also similar, that God actually expanded everything. All these elements come from Him. And He exists separately from all this.
But this Bikaram is a subheading of Parinam.
Well, Bikar is transformation. Milk became yogurt, but yogurt doesn't go back to milk. So it's not exactly the same.
No, no one said it was.
But today's subject matter is everything goes back.
But the living entities, they're described in the beginning of Gita, right? That never was there a time... How does it say in Sanskrit? These kings, Janadipa, right? So that we're looking at that verse. We're separated eternally.
Yes, I'm not denying that.
But what are you trying to say? That someone will say we merge? The bodies are merging.
No,
the material energy.
That's where they come from. That's my impersonal is that's where they come from. See, this transformation, it's what confuses...
Oh, my bodies love this verse.
Of course. That's why my point is.
But what about the rest of the Bhagavatam? Jiva Goswami is describing that without taking things in context, then you're simply foolish. You have to take everything in context. You cannot take out of context. Let's describe Vedanta Sutra. And I was just reading that commentary by Baladev. So he's giving that quote. Not only Jiva, but forget. It's a dictionary definition, practically. When studying philosophy, you don't never take out of context. So only fools take out of context. I cannot quote exact Sanskrit.
Quoted that Om Brahmasmi Sarvam Prajnanam Brahman Sarvam Kalpitam Brahman. These are actually like taken, not in a context either. They established their whole philosophy based on those four.
Yes, sentences. They took out of context.
Yeah. That's why we fight. So we should know. Those are, I mean, we all are preachers in a sense. So we
but very few people are going to ask that question. Parinambad.
Where am I coming from? Where or this world come from? Where this goes back? This will be in the mind.
Yeah, ordinary person, yes.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnasya Purnamidam. So many things on there. Okay, anything else? Everyone's gone. Srimad Bhagavatam.